Campaign ads targeting Latino voters in Spanish, now a hallmark of most presidential campaigns, go way back.
Queridos amigos, les habla la esposa del senador John F. Kennedy.
That was a young Jackie O in 1960, promoting her husband, JFK.
Voten ustedes por el Partido Demócrata el día 8 de noviembre. Que viva Kennedy.
His Viva Kennedy clubs were some of the first efforts to energize Latino voters in a presidential race. These days, courting that voting bloc is a must for anyone running for president or any office in the Southwest, for that matter. But syndicated columnist Ruben Navarrete says too many political operatives are still clueless about this country's diverse Latino population.
They feel now obligated to learn about it, but we really are sort of this foreign entity to them. And they're just like walking on the moon trying to figure it out.
So to get their bearings, campaigns and candidates have historically reached for a few familiar props. What's the most obvious? Mexican food. Though Navarrete says he's sick of campaign politics that come with a side of salsa.
There's lots of different ways that you can relate to me, things we may have in common. You don't necessarily have to break it down to, you know, you like tacos, I like tacos. Let's get together and have a conversation about tacos.
In fact, that kind of superficial campaigning is known as taco politics. That's according to Stephen Nuno of Northern Arizona University. But taco politics can backfire.
One of the most famous moments was when Gerald Ford ate tamales.
Ford was in front of a Texas crowd in 1976 during the Republican primary, but he didn't know the tamale's corn husk wrapping wasn't edible.
So he took a bite out of a tamale with the husk still on it, and of course, that doesn't look good, it doesn't taste good, and it only shows just how distant President Ford was to the Hispanic culture.
Nearly a half century later, this year's Republican presidential contenders have their share of gaffes under their belts. Mitt Romney used Fidel Castro's slogan in a speech to a Miami crowd. Rick Santorum suggested Puerto Ricans need to learn English. And there was the time Newt Gingrich seemed to call Spanish the language of the ghetto.
Las palabras que elegí para expresarme no fueron las mejores.
That was Gingrich's attempt to explain those remarks in Spanish. While criticizing Spanish speakers is a sure way to lose Latino votes, it's not clear how effective reaching out in Spanish really is. Stanford political scientist Gary Segura calculates that 70% of the Hispanic electorate uses English as their main language.
Even if you advertise in Spanish, that doesn't necessarily mean that you're reaching the preponderance of voters.
Plus, producing ads in Spanish can be risky if campaigns don't get the wording just right. And because of regional language differences, certain Spanish words can sound innocent to one audience but obscene to another.
I'm Shelley Berkeley, and I approve this message.
Take this ad from a Nevada Democrat running for the U.S. Senate. The ad in Spanish attacked her Republican opponent on his immigration record.
Que está en contra de la reforma migratoria y que hasta deportaría abuelos y separaría hijos de sus madres.
It's subtle, but unintentionally, the end of that phrase,
hijos de sus madres,
sounds like the Spanish version of SOBs. In a way, most of these examples could be chalked up as cosmetic missteps. But Ruben Navarrete says there's a fundamental problem with how presidential campaigns are reaching out to Latinos.
The number one reason campaigns are struggling is because they need to shut up and listen.
Navarrete's advice circles back to the Kennedy family, the pioneers of Latino voter outreach.
Famously, in 1968, Bobby Kennedy went before the Mexican-American community and said, he asked two questions. What do you want and how can I help? Think about that for a second. Nobody does that anymore.
In Las Vegas, I'm Jude Joffe Block.